It's Monday, May 18th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Allen County Election Board issued official final election results Friday afternoon. The Indiana Supreme Court rejected a request to take up a challenge to the state's near-total abortion ban. And Tuesday is National Hepatitis Testing Day, with various nonprofits around Indiana offering free testing throughout the day. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The Allen County Election Board issued official final election results Friday afternoon. The official tally shows Senate District 15 between incumbent Republican Liz Brown defeating Darren Vogt by a mere 14 votes. It was unclear Friday evening whether Vogt would request a recount. Brown declared victory an hour or so after the unofficial final vote count was released on May 6th and again on Friday. But Vogt told the Capital Chronicle that day that the race was too close to call and did not concede. If the results hold, Brown will face Democrat Julie McGill in the November election. McGill defeated primary challenger Chloe Andis with 57% of the vote. Paul Moss defeated Ewelina Connolly by 55 votes for the Republican nomination for an open 3rd District Commissioner seat. Allen County's election results trickled in a bit slower than usual this year, as the county held its first election with vote centers rather than precincts. The final voter turnout number was around 14.5%. The Indiana Supreme Court rejected a request to take up a challenge to the state's near-total abortion ban. The 4-1 order issued Thursday let stand a lower court ruling that upheld the constitutionality of abortion restrictions approved by the GOP-dominated legislature in 2022. According to the Capital Chronicle, Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers argued in the challenge that the ban's health exceptions allowing abortions were too narrow to comply with state constitutions' life and liberty protections. Republican Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, whose office has defended the abortion ban in court, touted the Supreme Court's order as a decisive win for the people of Indiana and the unborn. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana has represented the abortion providers in the lawsuit. It described the court's decision as bringing this case to a close. Indiana State Senator Spencer Deary wins the extremely close race for District 23 by 3 votes. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports challenger Paula Copenhaver or a party chair may call for a recount. Deadlines are next week.
Tippecanoe County was the last to count provisional ballots Friday. The election board considered 4 ballots and determined that all of the votes did not count for the district. 3 other Indiana counties audited provisional ballots this week. The high-profile race for Deary's seat became heated after the incumbent senator rejected President Donald Trump's mid-decade redistricting push late last year. Of the 7 Senate Republicans who were primaried this year, Deary and Senator Greg Good were the only incumbents to win their seats. I'm Jill Sheridan.
Tuesday, May 19th, is National Hepatitis Testing Day. Around Indiana, various nonprofits are offering free testing throughout the day. In 2023, the CDC says that Indiana had the 11th highest reported rate for acute hepatitis C cases. The viral infection of the liver can lead to serious damage or even death. Many people that have it don't show symptoms, but with treatment, it can be cured in a few months. In Northeast Indiana, free testing can be found at the Positive Resource Connection, the DeKalb County Health Department. Testing is also available for a small charge at the Allen County Health Department. And now, with a look at the events of the week, watch a movie under the stars at the Auburn Garrett Drive-In, now showing Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, along with The Devil Wears Prada 2. Admission is $10. If you are craving something sweet, stop by Three Daughters Cookies and Ice Cream, recently opened at Jefferson Point and owned by 3 Fort Wayne sisters, Taylor Smith, Kylie Smith, and Morgan Shank. Try their signature cookie sundae or choose from 40 ice cream flavors, including vegan options. Looking for a laugh? Fort Wayne native and comedian Adam Gilbert, a regular at the Comedy Cellar in New York City, performs at Summit City Comedy Club on May 24th at 6 p.m. Tickets are $22.99. Feel like dancing in the daylight? Head to Davey's Delicious Bagels on May 23rd at 11 a.m. for DJ Coffee Club, a sober dance party and wellness social featuring music by Jay Tubbs. Your ticket includes unlimited hot and iced coffee, compliment cards, and a freshen up station for when things get sweaty. Admission starts at $17. If you're ready for patio season, dine at the Deck, now officially open for the spring and summer. Try their new crab cake sandwich or sip on the new Back Porch Rita, a cucumber margarita. And finally, celebrate Memorial Day on May 25th with the annual Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony hosted by the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, beginning in the eastern corner of the Memorial Coliseum parking lot. More news in a moment.
Paige Wilkins on why she and her husband Dane donated their car to support WBOI.
It just wasn't really necessarily in our cards at that time to be a donor, so we might as well just take it and donate it to WBOI.
Donate your vehicle and support public audio today. Go to wboi.org/car.
Here's what to know for today. City of Fort Wayne officials released a letter of support Thursday for a proposed homeless resource center at 321 East Washington Boulevard. Fort Wayne saw population growth at a time when other large cities in the United States saw some decline. And disability advocacy organizations partnered to form the statewide Indiana Disability Alliance. That's who and what for Monday, May 18th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.